stuff, man?
I don't know.
Well, what is the stuff that you put on soil to make it grow?
Fertilizer.
So you'd say that's very what soil?
Very fertile soil. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a word for low-lying grassland along a stream that's very good usually?
Yeah, I think there's a name for that. That's called,
It might overflow in the spring and then be planted.
I know what you're talking about, and there's a name for it, but I can't think of it.
Do you call it bottomland?
Yeah, bottomland.
Okay.
That's it. Mm-hmm. All the farmers used to like that. It's very rich. It's like a Nile basin.
And what about a stretch of land that's just grass, nothing else?
Well, they call it a pampas. And we don't call it that around here, but I'd call that a field.
Would you ever say meadow for anything?
Yeah, meadow. Oh, that's your name.
Yeah, I know, but is that used? Is it used locally for grassland?
Yes, I've heard it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cows in the meadow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about land that has water standing on it all the time and trees in it and bog and all that?
Swamp. Mm-hmm.
Is there a different name for one that's salt water near the sea?
That's a morass, isn't it? Oh, the.
I don't know what that is.
Well, over here. It's a marsh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the next question? Oh, the next question is just, can you name any different types of soil in this area?
Marl. The stretch over in Alabama is called Black Belt. It's black land.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy soil. Mm-hmm.
Does L-O-A-M mean anything to you?
Yeah, loam. Mm-hmm.
Is that a kind of soil?
Yes.
Is it good soil or bad soil?
It's pretty good. It looks like it's got a little reddish tint to it, mm-hmm. and it's loose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you were getting water off the marsh, you'd say you're doing what?
Draining it.
And what would you call the thing that you dig to drain the water?
I'd call that a drain ditch.
All right. How about a big one that might be big enough for a boat?
Well, I'd call that a canal.
Okay. Then, now this, you're not on the sea here, so I don't know if you'd have a name for this. Shallow arm of the sea that's tidal, flows in and out with the tide.
I know exactly what you're describing, but I'm not sure I know the name of it. I'd call it a arm, a bay, or a slough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people do say that, so that's...
Slough is backwater. There's no flowing. Mm-hmm. Backed up in a little...
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From a river up there, for instance, in front of my friend's house. He fishes out the back of his house in a slough.
Mm-hmm.
His new bride, brother fishing to eat. Every afternoon, goes down and catches about 100.
Gosh.
All small.
What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by water in the woods or in a field?
Ravine?
Yes, that's fine. And suppose there had been a heavy rainfall and had just washed out a place, maybe across a field.
Gully.
Mm-hmm. What would you call flowing water? Small.
I'd call it a creek.
Is there anything smaller than a creek?
A rill.
Okay. How about branch? Do you use that?
Branch is fine. They use branch more than what a rill.
Okay. How about a bigger thing than a creek?
A river.
All right. Can you name some local creeks around here?
Yeah.
Please do.
Ubatoy.
Mm-hmm.
Hatchachubby. Uchi. There's one up here between here and Warm Springs. Got four syllables in it. I can't think of it. And it means here we stand. But I can't remember the name. It flows north. One of the few streams around that flows north. Mm-hmm. The only one I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Goes into Bull Creek. About 20 miles from me. I can't think of the name of that thing. It's a...
What about
very funny Indian name.
Well, let me know if you think of it.
Bull Creek.
Okay. What do you call a small rise in the land?
I think it's...